Well, hello, and thank you for checking out our podcast. Listen, we have a mission for you.
We do?
Yeah, if you enjoy it, rate it, leave a comment, tell your friends about it, help spread the show.
Yeah.
Our boss is cranky with us lately. We would love some extra listeners.
Yeah,
so he's like, well, they're worth it.
We feel like we're on thin ice. So
you
can thicken that ice for us, that would be fab.
Spray some water on it.
On the show today, I have a Christmas drink that I think all of you should make for your guests when they come over this season.
Oh, and we complain about these slippery sidewalks and driveways everywhere. Why? It's so warm out. Enjoy!
This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Time for Lisa's word of the day.
Cavil.
Cavil, C-A-V-A-L.
Nope. C-A-V-I-L, cavil, when you make petty or unnecessary objections. For example, Linda always cringed when going into a meeting with Nancy, who would likely cavil for hours over every suggestion she brought up. You do that to me a lot. Were you just going to say that about
That's
me?
That's very cavil that you'd say that.
Trending this hour.
SNL has announced they're bringing back a couple of the fan favorites for the final episodes of 2017. James Franco.
Nice.
And Kevin Hart going to both be performing. This Lady Bird star, Saoirse Ronan.
Okay, yeah.
Will be up on the next episode on December 2nd with U2.
Also coming back in 2018 is Jersey Shore. This was just announced.
Yeah.
I was never really into it. I didn't have the channel. We didn't have the good channels growing up, so
I'm just kind of excited because I think a lot of girls that get really into that show are inclined to become a little bit more promiscuous.
Interesting.
So I'm getting a hot tub. I'm gonna start tanning. All right, so you picked up a Lind advent calendar.
Yeah.
Good chocolate ones that have, I don't know, the little balls in most of them, some square ones, and then you get the teddy bear at the end, right?
Yeah, so the December 24th is the good one, the biggest door to open on the advent calendar. So I bought mine at a really good price because I bought it on
Black Friday,
and I just have no control.
No, like you're not supposed to even start it until December 1st, this one.
Yeah, I finished it last night.
You're done it?
I'm done. You know, it's a good thing that I did this for the people because what a waste of time. The 24th teddy bear is hollow. Like, it's not even thick chocolate.
Here's why that bothers me. You know that I'm like Lind number one fan.
Uh-huh.
It's the inside of the Lind that is the best part.
Exactly.
The chocolate circles that you get, that you steal from Superstore when you walk by them. It's the soft...
It's got this really gooey, delicious chocolate mixture
it's
inside.
Paste or something. It's too bad that they don't have that inside the final teddy bear. I guess most people that actually follow the rules, though, are so hyped about Christmas and having Baileys with their family and, you know, turkey and all that, that they just need a little hollow chocolate teddy bar. When you're eating away your feelings... a month and a half before you should be, then I can understand why you'd be ultra sensitive to the fact that it didn't meet your standards.
I'm disappointed with this conversation because I feel like you're attacking me.
The only reason you're saying that is because you're in a bad mood because you don't have chocolate. Today's words of wisdom come to us from Dawn_M_. Not sure if I actually like movies or just like looking at something while I eat popcorn. You're a part of this Facebook group called Edmonton Girls Ask, which I've been trying to get into.
You're not allowed.
For months. Why?
Because you're a dude.
Well, look at the world right now. Gender-neutral bathrooms, they should have gender-neutral Facebook pages.
You would hate everything posted on this page.
I know, but sometimes it's fun to hate.
You're not welcome here because everyone in this group, we all love each other and we look out for each other. And this is a prime example of that. A girl posted for a friend, but who really knows? It could be for her. And she's curious what people think because she found a condom and the wrapper in her boyfriend's bathroom garbage can.
And he said he just used it.
He said he used it on himself, like,
yeah,
alone.
It's just a solo thing.
And this happened a year ago. And she's like, I just have this weird feeling in my gut that he's lying. Because it's the first time he's ever done that, at least as far as I know.
Right.
And he used it in the bedroom. So why was it in the bathroom? You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you're in the bedroom, wouldn't you just use like...
your bedroom garbage?
Yeah, or a sock.
Okay.
So I just love how... girls just band together and all of a sudden we're all private investigators. The comment section is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like an episode of CSI.
It really is.
Like breaking down where it was placed, what was put in the garbage first, the wrapper or the dube. You girls definitely seem to know what's going on.
Yeah, the comments are great. And so I'm not sure what the outcome's going to be with this situation. A lot of girls are saying trust your gut. It did happen a year ago, but...
here's the part that tells me that there's...
Something sketchy
going on is they enjoyed each other's company in the shower the other day, and he disposed of it the same.
Yes.
So let's say he did have somebody over there that he was cheating with. The shower may be an option for a place to do that in because you're not going to end up with like makeup anywhere.
Yeah.
Or you won't smell like the perfume. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the shower may be a place... when I just watched Silver Linings Playbook last night as well, and that's where he caught his wife cheating, was in the shower. So it may be a spot where people cheat.
Okay.
It's the shower. So that's why.
Plus, condoms are really expensive. Who's going to waste a condom? I'm just very curious to the gentlemen that are listening. Gentlemen, is that normal? Do you do that often?
Why would you pay for something when you could get it for free? Unless your mom works for like Alberta Health Services.
And you get those
and just
for free. Yeah.
A bunch of those kicking around.
But no, I think that most people would use like socks that they got for free for Christmas.
Okay, Kirkland. We're getting into too many details. But sure, we can ask. Bloody moon. I just wanted to point out that my daughter smashed that rap song in the past. And it's pinned on the top of my Twitter. You can see the video there. Here's just a little bit of it.
I don't dance now. I make money move. I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't dance with you. I'm a boss. You're a worker.
Worker?
I make bloody move.
So, the reason I bring this up is because if you could do me a favor and go give that a favorite or a retweet, I'm thinking Cardi B will see it. And if she does, maybe she retweets it. Now I'm rapping, but check this. The only reason I really want this to happen, I want a free trip to Ellen. So on this Edmonton Girls Ask Facebook page, which ladies, if you're not a part of, by the way, you should request to join because the amount of ridiculous stories that come out of this thing.
No, it's awesome though. Like any question you have, there's going to be a handful of women that respond to help you out.
The one that you really wanted help with was what blender you should get for smoothies.
Yeah, and I got some amazing suggestions. That I purchased, I love it.
Yeah, you'd never use it, but...
well, I did for a bit. But I feel like that's like every person when they get a new kitchen appliance. Yeah. No, kitchen appliance in general. Like it's cool for a bit and then it kind of just collects dust.
But there is this post that came on yesterday that said... hey, my boyfriend used protection and put it in the bathroom garbage can.
But it wasn't with me.
Right. I think he used it with another girl, but he's claiming he just used it by himself.
Which I find strange. If that's his go-to move, don't you think she would have known about it or seen a lot of them?
Right. The fact that it was just once says to me that it was a whoopsie. 780-107, this text says, this poor girl, if she's still thinking about it a year later, she needs to trust her gut. But what man even does that? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and especially if you're in the bathroom, there's two places you could, like, put it. Shower, toilet.
Hey, no, that's...
that's a text we got.
Oh.
Dude probably cheated. That's what they ended the text with.
Fair enough.
Someone else said that's definitely a panic type of answer.
Yeah, it was just me. But we did have a couple texts of people saying, yeah, that I've done that. So we're torn on this one. If you have an opinion, 780-107.
Ryder in the morning.
On Hot 107.
All right, some other very interesting responses to the Edmonton Girls Ask question about a guy using protection on himself without her around.
One time,
yeah. You can actually read the comments at hot107.ca if you're interested in this more, or if you're a girl, join Edmonton's Girls Ask. But we figured we should probably move on from that.
Yeah.
We have a couple people that work here at Hot 107 that have had things broken into, their trucks, garages, things like that. our one employee, I don't know if I should say his name because his plan is awesome. I don't want him to not do it because he's afraid of getting in trouble, but he has to stay up one night. He's got a camera now, so he's watching it trend because they've tried to break into his truck a few nights at around the same time. So he's going to set up shop with paintball guns and a few buddies on the roof.
Why do they want his truck so much? Is there something in it specifically?
Well, yeah, they're just greasy losers that are trying to steal things. Anyway, can you imagine sitting on top of a roof just with paintball guns and absolutely loading up somebody that tried to steal something out of your truck? That would be the best game ever.
When I called the cops recently about just a suspicious guy, like, checking out all of the houses in our cul-de-sac, like, looking at the doors, like, how to get in through this way, I just found that really strange. I called, and it was surprising to me that the cop said, oh, yeah, like, they'll come out in broad daylight and steal things, more so than at night. Like, what? Mid-afternoon on a Saturday? Like,
yeah.
I guess they assume a lot of families are out and about on the weekends, right? But
on a bike in the middle of winter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
There's something up with this guy with the smoke hanging out of his mouth. Listen,
and a black eye. I was like, what is happening?
You know if somebody's riding a pedal bike and they have a smoke hanging out of their mouth, they're up to no good. All right, so Edmonton Police Service has released a list of, like a checklist of things you should do before you go to bed.
Okay, so it's the 9 p.m. routine every night. Take a break. Check your property. Is your vehicle locked with all the valuables removed? Is your garage closed? Are all of your doors and windows closed and locked? Which seems like common sense, but it is really important to make that your nightly routine right before you go to bed or before you sit down and watch a show.
Windows locked?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I think I do it just to like air seal the house in winter anyway, but
you don't lock the windows.
I didn't realize people are breaking in through windows.
For the record, when I did call the cops on that one guy, they did find him and he had a terrible criminal record and he wasn't even from that side of town. So it felt good because at first I was like, I feel bad calling the cops. They're like, what if this guy's innocent? He's just going for a nice bike ride on a Saturday afternoon.
No, with a dart in his mouth. That's not a thing. You don't ride a pedal bike with a dart in your mouth, no helmet and jeans on in the middle of winter.
The time like when I knew to call the cops was when he was like bringing his bike up the side of the house and looking in our neighbor's yard. I'm like, that's weird. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So, and it was on Remembrance Day. I'm like, what a weird way to spend your afternoon.
You ran your mouth at him a little first, didn't you?
I did. I swung open the door. I was like, hey, just so I could get a good look at his face.
Yeah.
It worked.
The hell are you up to?
But then I was scared because I'm like, he definitely knows that I'm the person that called the cops. He knows where I live. But we had friends in town that weekend that had a dog, and the dog was in the backyard, which was great.
So now he thinks
scared him
there's
away.
A dog.
Which there isn't, which is why you should probably get one. Just saying.
Anybody have a St. Bernard I can have? All right. Grammy nominations are out. So we decided to rip through some of those with you. Record of the Year. Now, it's a little confusing because in the Grammys, they have Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And you would think Record of the Year might mean like as in a record. So you'd think an entire album. Not the case. A Record of the Year stands for like Recording of the Year. So that goes to the artist that sings it, whereas Song of the Year is actually awarded to the songwriter, quite often the same person, but that's the difference there.
So for Record of the Year, the nominees are...
You made that sound like you're on stage.
I wish.
All right.
Redbone, Childish Gambino, Despacito, The Story of OJ, which is Jay-Z, Humble, and 24K Magic.
All right.
No girls, hey? Oh, here we go. Album of the Year. We got one female. Lorde is in there for her album, Melodrama. She's in there with Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar again, and Bruno Mars. So,
oh, wow. They all had big years
right,
then.
Right. They have potential to clean up.
A lot of crossover there. All right. Let's go to one that's fairly interesting this year, which is the New Artist of the Year. We have a little bit of each just in case you don't recognize them.
Ooh, our Canadian girl, Alessia Cara.
Somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana. This boy was hot, but I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you, so tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you are. You probably knew that one.
How cool is that? She was born in Brampton. She's only 21 years old.
Yeah.
If she wins, that'd be so cool.
Massive.
Khalid.
Who I think will win.
Isn't he 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke. But we still got love to give while we're young, dumb, young, young.
only thing with him is he really started taking off really late in the year, where Alessia Cara has been a pretty big deal kind of all year long, right?
Now, this next artist, I only know one of her songs, but even just listening to it right now, you have to agree that you would definitely download her album. It's Julia Michaels.
Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you.
She's kind of got a Regina Spektor feel. Or what's Lily Allen as well? I could see her doing well, like career-wise.
Again, these are the nominees for the Best New Artist as the 60th Grammy nominees have just been released, like, as of 5 minutes ago. Next artist is SZA.
Know your crew better than you do. Call me looking for you. Yeah. I'll be looking for you. Yeah. Got me looking forward to weekends.
You may recognize her best from What Lovers Do with Maroon 5.
And last but not least, we have the American hip-hop artist Lil Uzi Vert.
Baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead.
So there you go. 5 out of 5 of those artists Hot 107 plays, just so you know. No other station can claim that.
It's Complaint Corner on Rider in the Morning.
All right, that Strip That Down's coming up next. So if you were disappointed that we shut it off, you just got to listen to us rant for like 2 seconds and we'll be back into it.
I just don't understand why people don't wipe the toilet seat if they spill on it a bit or something happens. Like even when I flush a toilet and the water shoots up and gets on the seat, I'll still wipe it with toilet paper because I'm a decent human being.
I don't understand the people that don't flush at all.
Yeah, use your foot if you're scared to put your face over it, because yeah, we know the germs fly straight up in the air. It's actually disgusting how many germs are in a bathroom, but...
Who raised you? Like what?
What?
Okay, you're right. There are a lot of things that happen in the bathroom that are fairly puzzling. My complaint corner today is... that it feels like we've been above zero for the most part for the last week, yet the damn ice on everybody's driveway and the sidewalks is not softening up at all.
Yeah, I've slipped a few times, and you feel that weird muscle in between your thighs that you didn't know existed, and you're like, whoa, that didn't feel right.
But if it softens even just a little bit, then I can get out there with my chipper, or whatever you call it, where I go and chip away the ice.
Right.
I'm sure there's a name for it.
Do you have a chipper?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? We don't know.
Spade, maybe?
A hoe? Could you use a hoe?
Oh, I could use a hoe.
Okay.
107.
For the most part, if you said, like, hey, do best female friends kind of cuddle once in a while and, like, kiss each other on the cheek or give each other big hugs?
All the time.
You'd say yes. And if you said, do, like, dude buddies... do that with each other, you'd say, well, probably not. It's kind of weird that it goes that way.
Well, not according to this new study. 30 British undergraduate sports students were asked what you do behind closed doors with your male friends, and they were heterosexual men that were claiming that they don't let masculinity get in the way of forming close bonds. Like, they'll cuddle, kiss, lay, and touch their best guy friends, and they are not ashamed of it. And they're straight.
Yeah, see, there's a few of the words in there that to me seem like they make sense. And I think of my buddies, like even one of my best friends and I always say that we love each other after we're done a phone call.
You and Teddy?
No, this is, I can't say his name on the air. It's a swear word.
Oh, right. His nickname is a swear.
But yeah, no, Teddy doesn't even like talking on the phone. But him and I will, like, if I have a bed in my living room.
Yes.
And when he was down for the weekend, like we watched TV and sports together, and we both wanted the comfy spot, so we just rolled together in that spot.
For anyone wondering why you have a bed in your living room, there was just an extra bed, and Ryder thought it'd be great as some decor. It's not.
It's like
terrible.
It's an amazing day bed. That's
and it's
what I
right
call
in front
it.
Of the front window, so a lot of people that walk by with their dogs are probably like, oh, look at that sick old man that they let lay in the living room, like on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Are there two dudes laying in that single bed together? Why, yes, there are.
Out of these 30 men, all but one of them interviewed says that they engage in cuddling and spooning with their bromance friend. And that they kiss them. There's at least one guy that they have this mutual support, limitless.
What does kissing
bond.
Them mean, though? Like, I would kiss a good buddy of mine on the cheek. I would never kiss a dude buddy of mine on the lips. Just like, I don't think I would.
I've seen you do it.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
What do you mean you've seen me do it?
I feel like I've seen you kiss a guy. Oh, it was Grant.
Oh, that's because we lost a bet. that we had to kiss.
I saw you lick your lips first. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But like this study is saying, there's nothing wrong with that. And even like it doesn't matter if you're straight,
right,
bisexual, gay. It's just a comfortable thing that people are like, yeah, I love my best friend and we cuddle.
With that said, if you're not comfortable with it, never feel like you have to do it. We were talking about this the other day, especially when it comes to like kids and family members. Like, go give uncle a hug. Well, no, what if your kid's kind of uncomfortable around uncle?
Well, plus it
don't make them do that.
It definitely puts this perception in a child's brain, especially when they're growing older, that, oh, I need to hug everyone because right. I'm asked to hug them because maybe they gave me a teddy bear. And then as you grow older, you feel like you need to give things back to people that offer you
right.
things. And that's not how life works. Mm-hmm. You do not owe anyone a
your
hug
affection.
Or a kiss.
Yeah.
If you want to hug and kiss someone, do it, and only if they're comfortable with
so
it.
So with this study, like, yeah, do what's comfortable with you and your friends, I suppose, but don't push it on anybody. Like, don't all of a sudden go and start kissing your male coworkers.
Hey, I heard that this is totally acceptable.
You're supposed to be fine with this, Dale.
It's Recommend Something.
On Ryder in the Morning.
That's not my Recommend Something today, although mine is a little holiday themed.
Ooh, me too.
There's a lot of pressure out there to keep the elf on a shelf thing alive. So my suggestion is that you use this elf for things that it's not actually doing. Because it's a misbehaving elf, right?
Yeah, it watches the children, which seems creepy.
It gets in some trouble, too. It does some things. It messes up and like spills some stuff. So my suggestion is just blame the elf for other stuff. Like
what?
Who drank that entire six-pack of beer last night after everybody went to bed? The elf.
Tony the elf.
Who didn't clean up their shaving clippings in the bathroom?
Sandra the elf.
The elf left it everywhere. Who didn't clean the sink out again?
Ricky.
Who forgot to take the garbage out?
Joe.
So you just get to be ultra lazy, but
yeah,
blame
like
everything on the elf. All right.
Okay, so I have a Christmas drink suggestion. If you're having a Christmas party and you want to impress the people that are coming over, this is delicious. I used to make it all the time when I was a bartender, and it was a hit. Plus, it's like a nice red color.
All right.
Which is great. So if you've been to the brew house, you've tried their danglers. Is that what they're called?
Dangles. Yeah.
Dangles. It's been a while. Wow, I haven't been to a bar in a long time. So this is the drink mixture, okay? If you don't have anything to write it down, if you're driving right now, you can always text in 780-107. I can text you back the ingredients. It's so good. So it's a little bit of banana liqueur, raspberry vodka, 7-Up grenadine. Shake it up. Pour it over ice. It's so good. Every single time I've poured that for patrons, they're like, what is this?
Yeah, I know.
Tell
what
me
you
more.
I know what you should call it. A hangover.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
If you rate our podcast or tell your friends about it,
yeah,
we will send you a gift.
Yeah, 8x10 glossy signed photo of me having a bath.
I was going to say cookies, but okay.